Jerry's percentages.
In the builders category for the 2018 class, Jerry.
That's right, you pigeons. Jerry's gonna be enshrined in the hall forever and ever.
Are you kidding? Have you been out drinking?
You're all pigeons. Filthy, filthy pigeons.
It's Jerry. G-E-R-R-Y.
And Jerry's Percentages is brought to you by BPC, Best Portuguese Chicken, from 2 people to 300. Let BPC, Best Portuguese Chicken, do the cooking. Head on down to 942 the Queensway or online at bestpc.ca. Jerry, I believe he's in a good mood.
Oh, yeah.
My understanding is he's got an opening song. Is it song or statement this week? Should we just play it and see what comes out?
Let's see what comes out.
I was going to work on the new CBA till I got high. I was going to take the PA to the cleaners till I got high. But now I can't shut down the league, and I know why. Cause Jerry got high, Jerry got high, Jerry got high. I was gonna troll Quebec City before I got high. I was gonna force the Leafs to trade Matthews before I got high. Now the 7 Canadian teams are staying put, and I know why. Cause Jerry got high, Jerry got high, Jerry got high. Alright, enough of that silly crap. Jerry's no hippie. Truth is, I'm gonna use this cannabis crap as a way to relocate all 7 Canadian teams to the United States. So smoke up, you beatnik losers.
All right.
I like the beatnik term.
Yeah, beatnik. Jerry likes that term.
Yeah.
So interesting track from Jerry. I like
that
it.
That was awesome.
That sounded great. Good for you, Jerry. I was
Jerry
of the impression.
High.
I thought he was smoking weed, and apparently he's not. That was just a front. He's going to use the cannabis legislation to rip the 7 Canadian teams out of our country. That would be a shame. All right, you guys ready for some hot takes?
Let's do it.
Let's hear it.
Speaking of beatniks, at least one idiot will get fired for smoking weed at work today.
100%.
I 100%.
Someone in this country is getting fired today because they think they can smoke weed at work.
Like Dart Break, just blowing an absolute cannon right out front of their office. And it's
for
like,
sure.
No, you can't do that.
It's like, dude, you're a Purolator driver. You're fired. Like, yeah. You can't do that. I'm sorry, but you're not allowed to do that. I don't think people understand that you're not. You can't just smoke weed and show up at work because it's legal now.
100%.
Someone's getting fired.
All of us are 100%. We're going to hear a story about it tomorrow.
Yeah, like a teacher showed up so stoned.
Yeah.
And the explanation was, well, it's legal now.
Yeah.
I understand that, but you're teaching grade 2.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what are you doing?
But in saying that, there's probably people that... We all know somebody that needs to smoke a joint to do that anyway.
They've been doing it
There's
anyway.
There's a grade 2 teacher that probably smokes weed to just say, I got to get normal here to go into work.
Yeah. You're probably right.
I agree, but it's just some dope.
Somebody literally got fired
and figuratively is going to get fired for that.
So we're all at 100%.
Yes.
The Edmonton Oilers look like a bad Disney movie where the phenom has to play with a bunch of plugs, and that won't stop anytime soon because Connor McDavid will score at least 40 more points than anyone else on the Oilers this season. One of those son of a this guy to start doing something.
That's an interesting take.
40 more points?
40 more points than whoever comes in second. I believe he had 38 more than anybody else a year ago.
80%. What did Taylor Hall have last
I was just thinking that Hall, I believe, had...
92. He had 42 more points than Heischer at 50. But Draisaitl is...
Draisaitl's going to get a 70. I think he'll get... I don't think Draisaitl's going to score 90 points.
But I don't see Hall... I don't see McDavid getting 120. That's the difference. I'm low on this. Just because McDavid could get 110, but that's... you got to give 40 to that? That's too rich for me. 30 would have been...
Yeah. What's your number then? 30, I think, is a lot.
25%.
Unless he gets injured. I think, like, look at McDavid. He had points on the first 9 goals.
Well, Draisaitl's got 5 points in 4 games.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
he's got almost twice as many as Draisaitl.
I'm 80%.
I'm 25%.
40 points is a lot of points.
That's what I mean. That's a lot of points.
A lot of points, but it's not even about Draisaitl and company. It's about McDavid. Like, that, he's playing a video game right now. He's playing a video game. He's like, that was ridiculous in the third last
night. He is ridiculous. Period. He's a great player.
40%.
40 for 40.
40 for 40.
Nice one.
Kawhi Leonard will finish top 5 in MVP voting this season. And hopefully he laughs his ass off right out of this stupid country.
That was uncalled for. The laugh and the gutless shot at Canada. Why does Jerry hate Canada so much?
I don't know. Why
he just does. He'd rather go to Houston.
He wants Kawhi to leave the Raptors? That's not even...
Can we hear that again? The whole Jerry's percentage again.
Kawhi Leonard will finish top 5 in MVP voting this season. And hopefully he laughs his ass off right out of this stupid country.
It sounded more like a Jonas laugh than a Kawhi laugh.
Just stupid.
It was.
Kawhi top 5 in MVP voting.
15%.
I'm real high on this.
Are you?
Real high. I think if he's healthy and he puts up any type of performance like he used to when he was in San Antonio and the Raps win 60 games and win the East, oh, he's going to get a million votes because people are talking about him. He is different than the Raptors have been for 20 years, where DeMar would put up numbers, Kyle would put up numbers, but it was like, it's the Raptors. We're not paying attention. Having Kawhi on the team changes the way people, I think, approach the Raptors, where they will actually get some vine this year. He'll be on SportsCenter. Right. He'll be on The Jump.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to be writing about him online in the States. People will be focused on him. And because of that focus, if he follows through and plays the way I believe he can, top 5, yes, I think he can do that. I'm high on this. I'll say 70%.
70%. I'm just playing the field. Well, you got 5 other field. I'm going to say 38%. Okay, you've sold me. I was going to be lower. You sold me higher, but I'm still looking at the...
There's a lot of great players.
I was just
going to
say, like, Boston's going to be a serious team. Like, there's some teams that...
Top 5 in MVP voting?
Yes. Well, you know, LeBron, if he does what he... If the Lakers make it to the playoffs, LeBron will probably win the MVP.
Here's why you're not going to get this right. You go to LeBron.
Durant.
Okay, you go to
Westbrook.
Possibly 3 to 4 players in
Harden.
Golden State.
Harden's going to get love.
Okay.
Yeah. Who else?
Then go to Houston. Then maybe go to Boston. Then maybe go to Philly.
But Kawhi's better than anybody on those teams. Like, as much as I love Boston, Kawhi's the best player on the Celtics every day of the week. Ben Simmons, I mean, that kid's a stud in Philly. Giannis is going to get love in Milwaukee if they put up numbers. But I'm telling you, man, Kawhi...
We haven't even scratched the surface of the different players around the league.
Yeah, but Kawhi's a part of that group, though. That's my point. This isn't DeMar and Kyle. This is Kawhi. It's a different story.
Kasperi Kapanen will score at least 45 points this season.
This son of a bitch has an opportunity of a lifetime.
45 points for Wayne Kapanen.
It's a good number.
45 is a good number.
I think it's still a bit rich because if Billy signs soon and
comes
back.
I'm going to say 75%.
He's already got, what does he have, 8 points in the last 4 games he's played with Matthews?
Yeah. I'm saying 75 because I don't think the other guy's coming back.
Okay. You have no faith in Nylander playing for the Leafs.
I don't.
I do.
Because he has it set in his mind that what he wants, and it's like, you're not getting it, so when are you going to change your opinion? And then you're going to say to yourself, oh, just like the lockout, oh, we're not taking a salary cap, let's miss a year. Next year, we got to take a salary. Okay, yeah.
Exactly. He should learn from that. And nothing's going to change a year from now.
No.
The only other thing I could see is if Nylander signs and Babs
needles
says,
him a bit.
You know what, you're going to start down where Kapanen signed. type of thing.
Well, he needs 37 points
or
to hit.
Capping and played. Yeah.
Yeah.
Third.
37 is not, I think that's reasonable.
It's
I think
reasonable,
he gets to 45.
But I'm going to say 45%. 45 for 45.
All right. I'll go a bit higher than that. I'm going to say 60%. 60% Kapanen hits 45 points.
John Gruden will be the head coach of the failing Oakland Raiders for at least the next five seasons.
Him and that son of a owner need a haircut. The Lloyd Christmas isn't working. And you traded your best defensive player, you
5 years. This is a 5 year Jerry.
He got it, but the thing is, he 15%. Got a 10. He got a 10 year, $100 million contract.
15%. Nobody lasts that long. I don't care about the money. I don't care about the term.
But aren't they going to Vegas early?
Who cares?
They are. He is being ridiculed. Like I actually haven't
dummied already.
Yeah, and he deserves all of it. Like they traded Khalil Mack, and then he complains about not having a pass rush. They gave up a high pick for Martavis Bryant. Bust. They trade for AJ McCarron. Bust. Like, and they're giving up capital. They're giving up picks. It just doesn't make any sense. They're 1-5. They're brutal.
Well,
but he's going to get
his own colleagues were kind of careful at the beginning. Let's just see how now they're just like
he is a pinata right now.
He is getting dummied by his former colleagues.
Now trading for AJ McCarron. That's
the old Musburger. Brent Musburger.
Musburger
move.
Could have been behind.
Maybe
that
he called up
one.
Brent and he said, "Hey, what are you making?"
What did Musburger say again?
Well, he was pumping the tires of McCarron's girlfriend.
Doesn't he? Yeah, but
who's now?
What a beautiful woman!
Wow, he's AJ's doing.
Whoa,
he does the whoa.
Just a creepy old man up in the booth.
I think if he did that today, he'd get fired.
Yeah, he might. Yeah, he might. There'd be a push online for sure.
Yeah.
Like he shouldn't even say like a change in whatever, but if he did that today, he'd get fired.
He didn't say anything outrageous, though.
I don't care. He gets fired. It's a very sensitive time, but he doubled down on Twitter not that long ago.
Well, he just said, listen, she's a beautiful woman, and I just said she was a beautiful woman. Yeah. Now, the whole, you know, the Ric Flair.
The point
was
is, you basically can't say that anymore.
Yeah. Well, maybe. The Ric Flair woo pushed the limits a little bit.
I thought that was.
That may have been unnecessary.
Yeah, it's a little unnecessary.
That was the Mike Matheson body slam. The hit? Yeah. I'll give you the hit. The Ric Flair afterwards, that pushing,
where are we at?
Pushing the limits.
5 years?
5 years.
35%.
I'm high on this because the owner, I don't know what his story is to begin with. He's paying Gruden this money anyway. Although, remember when Gruden was acting a hero in the preseason and he said, if it doesn't work, I'll give the money back? That's fake news. That's a blatant lie. I think he's pot committed with Gruden. I think Gruden now is selling him on the idea that this is in their best interest, get a high pick, blow out some players, then you got to give us 2 or 3 years to build it up. I think 80%. 80%.
I'm 15. Nobody lasts that long. Everybody gets sick of somebody.
Well, Belichick's been in New England for a long time. Mike McCarthy's been in Green Bay. Yeah, that is the difference.